The Pope's visit may diffuse religious tensions in Turkey. A Christian is gunned down in Kashmir, and former orphans reach out to help other orphans in the Ukraine. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two Turkish Christians charged with insulting Turkishness are standing trial even as Pope Benedict XVI arrives in Turkey for a visit. He's hoping to diffuse tensions, but InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says all of this just highlights the pressure their team members are facing.
The pressure for them is that they might get kicked out of the country. If their Christian activity becomes offensive to somebody locally where they are. The real pressure, of course, is on Turkish Christians who face much more dangerous consequences than that. As illustrated by these two men on trial, they can actually be imprisoned.
Van Bronckhorst says terrorism gives an inaccurate picture of what it's like to live in Turkey as a believer.
That's so deceiving for Westerners, especially for Christians who go there to visit the biblical sites and so on. I really would plead with them that they would pray for the Turkish church, because it's not easy to be a Christian in Turkey, and lots of prayer is needed. I would dare say it's one of the most difficult places in the world right now to be a Christian and to share the gospel.
Next, a tragedy has hit a ministry in the predominantly Muslim region of Kashmir. Bob Savage with Partners International says they're supporting a program called Seeker Seminars. It's for Muslims interested in learning about Christianity. The first convert from these seminars became actively involved in evangelism. However, his story took a tragic turn.
He would bring people to these seminars when they happened. As often happens, a guy like him attracts attention, bad attention. Some people were, watching him and threatening him, and they just came up at point-blank range and shot him.
He leaves a wife and five children. Will these seeker seminars continue? Well, Savage says...
People are nervous, I think, but they'll go on. They know that it's a lot of risk what they've been doing. You know, that's part of their life, out of their commitment to wanting to reach these areas. They keep going back, and you got to admire that. It's really heroic.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Police in India's Orissa state have arrested a young pastor after he prayed for a woman suffering from tuberculosis and kidney problems. She was the wife of a Hindu leader. This arrest is just one example of the difficulties facing Christians in that predominantly Hindu nation. Operation Mobilization's Peter Dant says it hasn't affected the growth of the church.
We're finding churches are being planted all across the country. I think now we're around 2,500 new churches, and many thousands upon thousands of new believers are coming into the kingdom because of one form of outreach or another.
The low-caste Dalits are the most receptive. That's why OM has opened Dalit education centers, but they have a major problem.
We're finding it very hard to find, particularly in the north, teachers who are willing to go and live in some of these remote areas.
Funding is also an issue. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, an international group of young adults recently spent 12 days working as camp counselors at a life skills camp for children from five orphanages across the Ukraine. Among the 24 volunteers, three were former Ukrainian orphans. The camp, sponsored in part by Operation Blessing International, exposes kids to the gospel. Through new relationships with the counselors, the kids also see the impact Christ has on their lives. More information is available at our website. And Mission Aviation Fellowship's Learning Technologies Division is reaching out to small remote churches without benefit of a plane. Their objective is to help missions and seminaries generate their own distance learning training materials. The answer? The DigiStudy. It's like a commentary providing in-depth Bible studies as well as cross-referencing capabilities in several languages, including Arabic. 60,000 church leaders in 71 countries have already downloaded it. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available a CD called Christmas, Let the Earth Rejoice, that will keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Keep it or give it away as an outreach. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.